farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Fisheries Ministry to conduct study of sea cucumber industry. I'm Andrew with James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
The four main fishing areas in Jamaica are located in Salt River, Clarendon, Savannah Lamar and Negril in Westmoreland, Falmouth Trelawney and Orcherias in St. Anne. The sector has been experiencing challenges with overfishing, loss of habitats and biodiversity, increased cost of production and illegal practices. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says sea cucumber has been identified as one of several underutilized species that has the potential for development.
Sea cucumbers are said to be highly vulnerable to over-exploitation due to their biological and ecological traits and life history characteristics, and therefore require a different approach to the usual management of fisheries.
16 species of sea cucumbers currently inhabit Jamaica's waters, and 6 of them deemed commercially important. Unfortunately, they are being exploited illegally, and there is a lack of technical expertise to assess, manage, and monitor them.
We believe that species diversification is one option to reduce the level of stress on the existing reef fisheries.
The identification and exploitation of underutilized species is a diversity strategy that is being developed by the government to reduce the level of stress on the existing reef fisheries.
Given the existing exploitation of sea cucumber, which is currently unmonitored and uncontrolled, the stock may well be threatened by heightened interest in its value and potentially high earnings. We therefore intend to implement a very careful and strict management program to avoid over-exploitation, which would adversely affect the environment and livelihoods of coastal communities.
An agreement has been signed between the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and the Ministry to conduct a study to determine the prospects and viability of the sea cucumber industry in Jamaica. The study will examine capacity building in resource assessment and management of the Jamaican sea cucumber fishery, as well as the potential for aquaculture development.
This project will be carried out over a two-year period, with a grant funding from the FAO valued at some $289,000, which computes to over 30 million Jamaica dollars.
Farmers are among the stakeholders to benefit from the initiative.
The main beneficiaries of this project will be the approximately 150 fisherfolk, workers and processors who participate in or have the potential to participate in the sea cucumber fisheries. Benefits include provision of the opportunity for job creation and increased income for small and large-scale fisherfolk, processors and exporters.
Other benefits include the contribution to poverty alleviation and the improvement of livelihoods among targeted stakeholders, such as the fisheries and veterinary services divisions.
A management plan will be developed to assess the prospects and viability of sea cucumbers and to advise the government on the potential for culturing sea cucumbers. The study will specifically focus on the Holothurian species.
However, in the interim, the government is prohibiting the fishing of sea cucumbers.
In the interim, I wish to point out, however, that because the sea cucumber is currently unregulated and uncontrolled, and due to the high level of interest in the species and the status of the stock, the government has closed fishing for sea cucumbers until a management plan is developed and adopted by the authorities.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. And now for our proverb of the day.
If you can't tan bun, cut and run.
And this means, get out of any situation in which you feel threatened or pressured into doing anything against your will. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.